It's who are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you,
you have
now?
To step into that new person you have to be.
If you want to get higher, it's all within you. It's your limitation.
Hey, babes. It's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions.
Okay, I am so excited to have Jeanette Fuentes on the show today. Hi.
Thank you so much for having me. Yay. Thank you. I'm so excited.
I mean, this has been a long time in the making. We met just like, when was it? A couple months ago, we spoke at Tim Story's event together.
Yeah, was that like 6 months ago?
Yeah, I know. And it's finally, you're here.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, you were just introduced and you're like this amazingly successful mom, wife, and real estate owner and agent.
So I'm a broker owner.
Broker owner. Okay.
Yeah.
So clearly I'm not in the real estate industry, even though I talk to you a lot.
Yes.
But, you know, you're married to, how long have you and Christian been married?
We've been married for 11 years.
Oh, same as me and Chase.
You too? Oh my gosh.
You guys got married in 2008?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The worst time ever.
I know, it's the recession.
Yes.
Yep. It was so funny because when we got married, Chase worked for his dad's company, which was like an oil-based business. And there was just layoffs galore. And Chase, like that was, he was fresh on the scene. So he was able to go into the company and like bring in a whole new revenue stream because he was young and like excited. But he took advantage of the recession when other people were like losing their jobs. And
you see, that's what happened to us.
Yep. You figure it out.
Yes. People were getting out of the business. So it was less competition for us.
And you were getting into it.
Yeah.
Now you're like, bye.
We're like, see you later.
Okay. So, you know, I know you didn't like grow up with like an entrepreneur mindset. You didn't grow up with a lot of money.
Yes.
And I really want everybody like listening in and watching this right now to, you know, understand where you came from. Because I know we kind of have, I mean, not similar backgrounds, but like we had this drive to like, you know, make something of ourselves.
Yeah. So I think it's super awesome when you meet people, you just have this drive. So, you know, I'm an immigrant to this country and we came for a better life. My parents always knew that, you know, working at a minimum wage job was not going to take us anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I always say that I got that entrepreneur spirit, you could say, from my parents. So they started with a little catering truck. It actually looked like a little hot dog stand.
Aww.
On the streets. You know what I mean? And
I was the one stopping them for hot dogs.
Yeah, you know those little.
Oh, and for the little, did they sell the little chicharrones with the hot sauce and the lemon? No.
Not the chicharrones, but we, you know what I mean? And they had two jobs. They were part-time jobs at a pizza place, delivery. And I just saw what real work was, you know? And we had lines. So we were here in this country for less than a year. So they bought a catering truck, an actual catering truck, right?
Yeah.
That was worth, I don't know, $50,000, what have you. They purchased a second one. And for me, being in this country for a year into it, and them having that, they purchased their own home the second year.
Oh my gosh.
Hello. If they did that with their limitations, it's my responsibility to 10x.
Now, did they speak English when you came?
They didn't.
So they did all this, like speaking Spanish only.
Yes.
Wow. And did you know English when you came?
Very little.
Okay. How old were you?
I was 11 years old.
Okay.
And I became
So you're like
accountant.
Going through puberty and like helping them build a business. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. So I was like their accountant, helping them at the register. So I learned a lot of owning a business by seeing it.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Yes. Okay. So do they still have like catering trucks?
No, so they got divorced and they always did that together, you know, that business. So I went to college and my career was reporter, journalism.
Oh my gosh, I could see that. I could see you do that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my parents get divorced. I graduated. I was looking for jobs, worked at a newspaper, Spanish newspaper. That's all they know what to do.
Yeah.
So then I took a step back and I said to my mom, you know, let's buy something that you can do, like a business. So we opened a restaurant. Together. So we became partners.
So you just weren't a waitress at a restaurant. You were owning it with your mom.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, paying the taxes and all that stuff, customer service, marketing. I learned
how
so
old
much.
Were you at this
at
point?
At that time, I was probably about 25 years old.
Okay.
About
oh my
25.
Gosh. And you hadn't, I know that you met Christian because he was like coming in and eating the chips and salsa.
Oh my gosh.
Every
my
day
husband, yes. So next door, there was a real estate office.
Oh.
And it was this a real estate agent. He was the top agent of the office, and he started to come for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I can tell you, because he always talks about it, he was overweight, he was chubby.
Aww.
And it was hilarious because he'll come for a breakfast burrito. Chorizo, you know what chorizo
is? Oh, I'm half Mexican, so
I agree. You're
not. I totally am.
Oh, she's not.
Yes, my maiden name is Angeles. I know most people, I'm always like, it's Angeles. It's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So you know.
Yeah, so I totally grew up like half of my family is Mexican. No, so I grew up with eating all that type of like food and so culture. Hispanic panic, like that's, yeah. Have you heard that?
No.
You haven't heard that?
No.
Oh, that's why I used to call it. They just like freak out over everything. It's like somebody's sick and it's like, oh my God! No,
you don't have that. Well, we call it different.
Something
like dramatic, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, you say something in Spanish.
Yeah, that's what
like, I can't speak Spanish. I'm like, HP.
I know. You said, So, but it's so, you know, so the chorizo burrito, oh my gosh, he will make me laugh. He'll say, can you make me a breakfast burrito chorizo with no oil or no grease? Can you believe that? So we will.
Jen's like the oiliest, like.
Yes. So, you know, it was so cute. That's how we met. Like, he was next door. I always believe that things happen for a reason, you know?
Yeah.
I thought I was there to help my mom, which I was.
Yeah. And to meet him.
I met the love of my life, my best friend. He became my best friend first.
So you guys started hanging out and then what? You started dating.
And then,
yeah.
No, you know, the funny thing is, it was a total just friendship. I actually was engaged at that time.
Oh my gosh.
So I was engaged and he had a girlfriend. We became friends. He was a customer first. I thought, you know, I have extra time with this restaurant. So then I got my license.
Okay. So did he learn from him?
Yeah. So yes. So my fiance was in the business too.
Oh, wow.
But I decided to go with the chubby guy next door because I said, well, he's next door to my mom's restaurant.
Yeah.
And
was this in Chino Hills?
Yes,
okay.
In Chino Hills.
Okay.
So I was like, it's all making sense. So I started working for him. And 2 years later, then we became a couple. Well, obviously I broke my engagement.
Yeah.
And guess who my coach was of breaking up my relationship?
Who? Your husband. Of course. I was thinking like something. I was like, oh my gosh, of course.
Yes.
Like, yeah, he's not the right guy for you.
Yes.
I am.
You're right. You know?
Oh my gosh.
But he was right.
Yeah. You know? Well, clearly, you guys have been married 11 years.
Yes.
I love that story.
Yes.
Okay, so you have had like this spirit and this drive to like make, what was the drive though? Was it to have freedom or like to experience financial freedom? Like, what was it?
You know, it is freedom. It's having your own destiny. You're controlling your life in a positive way.
Yeah.
I always saw my parents worry about money.
Mm-hmm.
They work so hard. And I just thought there has to be more than this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw them working so hard, but they still were not okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then they didn't know how to, you know, take care of their finances and all that stuff. So for me, I just wanted freedom and security. And to think like when you get older, you're building your wealth, but you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us, like, I know I craved that when I was a child too, because I saw my mom and stepdad fight all the time about money. Mm-hmm. And eventually they, you know, got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if they would have had money, like our life would have been much different because they would have just been nicer to each other. I mean, it was a constant battle about spending and then not having enough to pay the bills. And it's just living in that type of tension.
Yes.
Even for the kids, it's so horrible. So how old were you when your parents got a divorce?
I was older, you know, but at the time of the money situation, it was always since I used to sleepwalk. And then it was so hilarious because they say that they'll have parties with their, you know, friends who have you. And I'll sleepwalk and I'll say, where's the money?
Aww.
And I was like a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, right? So it's hilarious. I was about 23 when
I got
divorced.
Okay, so they were a little older.
So yeah, and it was...
Now, are they like good off financially now?
No. Well, my father passed away last year.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yes. He passed away. He had an alcohol problem and he was a smoker, a big smoker. And I always knew that when he will pass away, it will be related to smoking because he will smoke like 3 packs a day.
Oh my gosh.
And I just knew that, you know, this is not going to take him somewhere good. He died last year, 63-year-old.
Man, did he have COPD or what was it that he had?
Actually, he just got a heart attack for the first time and he didn't make it.
Oh.
And they say that's not very common.
Yeah.
That experience was, you know, when they call you and they say your dad is at the hospital, you know, I felt it. I felt like he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird that he was just gone.
Yeah.
Oh. You know? But security and freedom when it comes to that, I am very happy that I was able to take care of him. the last, I would say, 3 to 4 years of his life financially.
Yeah.
And it was, this is what it's all about for me. Mm-hmm. Success, helping your family, being able to do more, break the chains, you mm-hmm. know? I think it's, people have this fear about money or sometimes cultures as well. You know what I mean? Like
oh, totally.
This and that or addictions and all that stuff. And I think you just have to ask for help and there's more out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about breaking the chains.
I love that. Oh my gosh. And your kids, I met your kids.
You did?
And yeah. And they're like so well behaved and so sweet.
I was
like,
gosh.
Well, I know.
they have the iPads.
Yeah. Well, but even when they like introduced, because your daughter came up to me and said something so sweet.
She said,
yeah. I can't remember what she said, but it was something like, you're awesome. That's all I got from it. Thank you.
She heard you speak and she says, Mom, she said something like she's a boss woman. I like her. I admire her. She's so confident.
But she's so confident. I mean, most kids wouldn't have been able to go up to an adult and say that, you know? So you're raising amazing children.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
That's for me as well. You know, I love to inspire and I say, but I really have to start with my kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Extension. That's your
Those are the most important. Yeah.
Yep. You know what I mean? That's you.
And you're like, you've probably had to go through a lot of mindset works and like roadblocks because of how you grew up.
Yes.
And you're like helping them bypass all of that.
Yes.
They just think it's easy. Like my 4-year-old, when he got ready to start TK this year, we've had him fill out like this questionnaire, like so I can remember. I have the kids do it every year. And one of the questions was, what is easy to you? And he said, to make money. And I was like, oh my gosh, this kid has heard his mom say that so many times. And that's going to be the lens that he looks at life through. It's easy to make money.
Yep.
And I thought, gosh, like if I would have thought that, like my whole entire life, I'd be so much further along. So you're helping your kids get closer to wherever they want to be.
I mean, they're thinking their dreams. They say, Mom, you know, can I own a plane? I would never think those kind of things when I was little, right? I would be like, can we pay the bills?
But exactly. But you're exposing them to such a different world.
Yes.
So, and they probably don't have to hear you guys fight and do all the stuff you had to deal with.
Yes.
So
now the trick is to let them know, yes, there's no limitations. Because I think it's almost like what people told you in your past, what money is. It's hard or people with money are bad or, you know, things like that.
Yes.
And also, but now with my kids is about, you could do whatever you want to do, but you do have to work hard for it.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just, it's going to come your way.
Yeah.
Magically.
Yeah. Yeah. I always like, because my whole thing is right now, like with that belief of working hard, mm-hmm. I'm really like saying something different. I'm like, you know what? We're going to have as much fun as we want to have this next year and we're going to make the most amount of money. And I want to show that to my kids because really think about it. When you're making your money work for you at this point in real estate and stuff like that. So you're not out there, like hard work is digging ditches. Like I don't want my kids to do hard work.
True.
Like you do the smart work up here and like know how to make your money work, right?
That is so true. You know, I tell my daughter more about, because she's so freaking smart. She's an A student.
Yeah, you can tell.
So for me with her, because she doesn't study and she gets A's. And I say, you know, you should work a little harder to get an A+. She's like, Mom. I'm like, because you, and I even tell her, do you know that you're in fourth grade? I said, but when you go to upper grades, there's going to be the chance of going to honor classes.
Yeah.
And she's like, AP classes. I said, so you could work a little bit harder. She's like, Mom.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, so that's. Brings me to a funny story. Last week, the kids brought home their report cards because Chase did the parent-teacher conferences. And I didn't even look at the grades. I went straight to the character skills. And I said, and Cooper got a couple that were just like satisfactory. Because, you know, those are just like the satisfactory or outstanding. And he got a couple S's. I was like, and that's all I cared about. I didn't even look at the grades. I was like, what is this? Like, no, this is unacceptable. I have a whole problem
that
with school.
That is so good.
But
that's so good because it's your attitude. And who you are.
You have to have self-control. Like you have to have all those things if you want to build, you know, your dream life. He thinks he's going to be on Shark Tank one day. So.
Oh, I love that.
I know. My
kids love Shark Tank too.
Oh my gosh. So Robert like lives around here. I need to find him.
What?
I'm going to have him on the podcast.
Where is he?
I don't know. He goes to SoulCycle and I go to SoulCycle and I wave at him, but I need to like get the kahunas up to like say, will you come on my podcast?
Tell him right now. We want him.
Robert, we want you on the Mommy Millionaire podcast.
Yes, we do. That's so awesome.
Okay, so you guys started dating. You started to become a real estate agent. Did you have success right away?
No, not right away. And imagine getting in the business 2007, I will say, 2006. So that's when everything was going down. That was the worst time of real estate.
Yeah. And so the Mexican restaurant was keeping you afloat, like paying your bills and stuff?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it was enough just paying my bills. I was using credit cards actually as well. So I remember I had a credit card. I will never forget. I think it was like $30,000. And I was like, oh my gosh, that I used for my credit card. So, but I always knew this is...
First of all, I like how she just said it was like $30,000 or something like that. Because people... Like when I coach people, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm $5,000 in debt. And they are crushed by that amount. And I'm like, that's nothing. Like yes. It's going to go away. So how did you build your business with debt looming on you? Because that is really hard for a lot of people.
Yes.
And I know people listening in need that help.
You know, so imagine a credit card of $30,000 and starting in a business that it's going down.
Right.
Like it was not going down.
People are losing their homes. Like nobody has cash.
Yeah. But I always feel that I have this strong determination and I just knew, I know what I could do. I know I could help people find their homes. I mean, well, I'm passionate about it. And I took away the commission, the dollar sign away from it. So I fell in love with real estate for me because I was actually helping people to short sell their homes, which was
to save them,
close mm-hmm. their home. So I got very passionate about it.
Yeah.
That I even forgot. And if they say, I'm not too sure, I said, think about it, bring your husband, what have you. And I started doing really, really good. So I think my first three deals, half of it, I did to pay my credit cards. And I paid my credit cards within probably 6 months of being in the business.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I was so, so happy. But I never doubted myself. I just said, just keep going.
Why didn't you doubt your... And I'm the same way. I'm kind of like, whatever. Like if something bad happens, it's just like, I don't have time to focus on it.
Yes.
And people always ask me, they say, but how? And I'm like, I don't know. I just did it. But do you have a process? Like how did you keep going and like keep your mindset right?
You know what? It was the weirdest thing. I just realized the other day, I saw something in my garage, a box when I was little. And I noticed that I had like affirmations since I was like in high school.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. But I never knew they were called affirmations.
Right. Yeah.
When I got in the business, yes. I started going to, you know, seminars.
Coaches and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So since I was very little, I'll say 10 years old, I will go to the bathroom in the mirror. And if I was sad, if I didn't sleep, because, you know, my parents were fighting, what have you, I'll just wipe my tears. And then I'll say, one day I'll be happy. One day I'll have money. One day I'll have my own family.
Mm-hmm.
And I always believed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every time something sad happens to me or a setback, I just say, just keep going. And I just get stronger and things always work out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love that. So you were doing something you weren't even aware that you were yes. doing something that would change your life 10 years later,
yes.
20 years later.
So for now, I think it's faith.
Mm-hmm. I'm a huge believer and like I grew up in church. And so I had like, I've been doing all these affirmations too. I didn't realize too, like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, I have God behind me. So like
all the time,
there's nothing that scary, right?
Exactly.
So, okay. So you get started and I know there's people listening in right now that are getting started in real estate. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're saying it's a projected downturn. Like there's all these like, you know, if you watch the news, which I don't watch the news because it's just negative, right?
Yes.
Everybody has an agenda.
Yes.
But all these people are saying, oh gosh, is it a good time to get into real estate and become an agent? What do you say to that?
I love real estate. So I think it's the best
You're saying
time.
It's always the best time. Yeah.
You know, I think that you are in commission. Mm-hmm. So you're
I'm a huge fan of commission,
right? So you can make as much money as you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say it's easy. Some people say it's not. Some people do amazing. Some people do okay. I think it's what you want to make out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really passionate into really doing it,
yeah,
it's a great time. You can be, it's your own business. You're an entrepreneur. You do your own business. You make up your own hours. You know, you could say there's people that say I'm a teacher and I also do real estate on the side. And
so what do you think?
$1,000 extra.
Yeah. So that's a good point. Is it okay to do real estate on the side?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are the top three skills that if I'm starting real estate right now, what are the top three skills I need to have?
I always say for brand new agents, it's all about joining a team or
joining the right team. Yeah.
Being with a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a team, I mean, actually hands-on.
Coaching you through the process.
You know, okay. Not just the broker, not having a good broker,
yeah,
but actually a good real estate agent that's behind you. So you can use their own, you know, listings for open houses. And if you get stuck with all kinds of questions, property taxes, right, interest rate, you have the team to back you up.
Yeah.
You can do it all on your
own. So join a team, join the right team. How do you know it's the right team? Is if they have other successful agents next to them or if they have a mentoring like process in place?
You know, nowadays I feel because of social media, it's so much easier to see the reputation.
Yeah.
So I think searching for them, seeing if they have good reviews from clients. I think that's huge, you know, from like Yelp or Zillow,
okay.
You know, what, how many stars they have.
And I would never think to do that. I love that. I would never think to go on Yelp and check your real estate agent. I love it. Okay.
Once in a while, you get some cuckoo ones that lie and say, my agent was horrible and it's because they wanted something.
Right.
There's always that chance.
Yeah. I see them on my podcast reviews.
Right.
I only have like three and I'm like, really, like, you're an angry person.
Yes.
You're an angry bird. Go away.
Yes. Angry bird. I like that.
Okay. So, you know, I look at you and I'm like, you're beautiful. You're charismatic. You're very driven. And, you know, those are things that I think a lot of people will look at and go, okay, well, it's easy for Jeanette because she has all these, you know, things. And I know people say the same exact thing about me. Do you think that, like, you're the whole package, basically, right?
Oh, thank you.
Is that something that can be taught to somebody else? Or do you think somebody just has it or they don't?
I think that, okay, so I don't know if it happened to you, but when I was younger, I was in my 20s, I feel like it was a curse because people will not take me serious.
Yeah.
At jobs, my bosses, they'll be like, oh, she's just probably, a, you know, she's cute, whatever. She's not smart. She's not smart. She's not driven. Hell yeah. Yeah. So now with confidence, you're right. We are a package deal, right? Mm-hmm. But I will always be doubted. Like, maybe she's not that smart. Even in my business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm the broker of the office. Not my husband. You know, he does, we're 50-50 partners, but I'm the broker.
You're doing the managing.
The contracts, mm-hmm. the management side of it. So I realized that you have to prove yourself, mm-hmm. right? So then you have to show that you are professional, that you know what you're talking about. So yeah, the whole package. Yeah, but we work on ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
Do you, I mean.
I work out, I'm getting my lasers done, I'm getting my nails done.
Yes. So people say, oh, you can look. I'm like, trust me, if I eat whatever I want to eat, I'll gain 30 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I mean? And I think that it's so important to be, you know, I'm 40 years old. How old are you?
32.
Oh, you're such a baby.
I know. People always do that.
You're 32.
I know. I got started, but I have a crazy childhood. So I was like a charge nurse by the time I was 21. Like I was like, yeah, I've been making moves for a while.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I want to go like this.
I know.
So then I was going to say, oh my gosh, you threw me off when you're 32.
I know.
So much, but I get
so mad because I'm thinking, I'm already 32. I need to be so much further along. And Chase always puts me in check because he's only 30.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so he's like,
you guys are awesome.
Yeah. He's like, we're good. I'm like, okay, we'll be billionaires by the time we're 40.
I love it.
I hope so.
Yes. I was going to tell you something as a woman because it's really important. I forgot because you threw me off. But I think it has to do with, I forgot. It was just about taking care of yourself, you know?
Well, yeah. And it's about like, you know, I think people have this like, I can't be taught. And the thing is like, if you put work into yourself, it's not just work on our outside appearance.
No.
We're putting work constantly on our inward appearance too,
right? That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
All right. See, we're on the same page.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, I'm 40 years old and now I'm all proud. My mom's like, why do you keep saying that you're 40? Because I am so proud.
Yeah.
I am proud of how I look and where I am in my life.
And you walk around with that type of confidence.
Like, yeah. But you know what? Of course I work out. Of course I get some Botox and facials and all kinds of stuff. I try to eat good. But I really think the secret is to feel good from the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was a time that I was not taking care of my inside. And I was mm-hmm. getting anxiety, not being able to sleep well. And I think 2 years ago, I started working with myself because I'm a overachiever. And I take it to, we take it sometimes to the extreme.
Yeah, so we probably have, are a lot alike.
You know what I mean? So then, seriously, I really think that for women, and I am a, you know, I really want them to know is take care of yourself from the inside.
Yeah.
You know, take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, go, go, go. And I also realized that I was, the way of me blocking anything that maybe I have to work on myself internally, it was about achieving things,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. But also taking the time for yourself to do yoga, just to feel good, to really appreciate life, you know? And if you're feeling stressed, admit it.
Right. Because it's like you could be achieving, getting all these awards, hitting all these things, these sales goals.
Yes.
But like if you don't feel good about yourself, if you're just going to the next thing, then and you're not taking time to even like enjoy this thing, what's it even about?
Right? Yes.
That was so me too. I totally get it.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing is I believe that you need to have skills to be successful in real estate in any career. But what are the top three skills you need as a real estate woman or man, I guess, listening in?
So top skills. Okay. So let me think about this. It's not a salesperson. I really think that it has to do with customer service.
Okay.
So skills is finding the right home to the clients. So being able to search, you know, information for them. So being very good.
So it's like asking the questions, asking the right questions. Oh, and listening.
You have to be, it's almost, I feel like more of a counselor.
Yeah.
So, you know, listening a lot. Speaking less.
See, I would never think that you would have said that about a real estate agent, but it's so true. The one, my real estate agent, I'm like, I love her because she does. She knows everything about me. She is kind of like a therapist. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. She knows everything I hate.
Yes. So that's when they really will have your back.
Yes.
Not just a commission and sell you a home.
Yeah. We need to feel like we're understood by you.
Yes. Yeah. So even at times, if it's, you know, I don't think this is a house for you because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Right? So you're not just trying to make the sell. You're really putting their needs first. That's so important.
Yes, being a good listener.
Okay.
Being very into the edge of what's going on right now. So very educated. Like educate yourself. The ones, it's not
a- Where's the best place to go get educated if you want to be in real estate?
I think it has to do with knowing the trends. So the board, the local board has a lot of, you know, this is the contracts changing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things are changing on Yelp. So there's so much, so many seminars, so many things to do.
Yeah.
And your skills of really knowing what the market is, they need to understand the market. So a lot of
So would describe the market right now to me. If we're, so we're, we are in Southern California. What's the market like here?
Oh, California.
Is it a good time to buy for people right now?
It's a really good, you know what? I think it's kind of like stable for buying or selling.
Okay.
You know? So it's almost what you want to do. You know, people say, oh my gosh, should I? There's people that say, oh, I'm not going to buy a house if the interest rate goes up half a point. And for me, it's like, really, that's not going to make a difference. Mm-hmm. How about if you were able to find the home, your dream home? Are you going to say no to it because you have to pay $200 more a month?
You're such a good salesperson.
Buy it right now. So I think a salesperson has to be more of a, not salesy, but really know the passion of the why.
Yeah.
Like understand your why to your clients.
Okay. So number one is be a good listener.
Yes.
Number two is understand the market.
Yes.
And number three is basically what you're saying is...
You know what? I don't know if what I said, but also you have to be very techie nowadays.
Oh, techie. Yes. Okay. All right. We're adding in a fourth one.
Yeah, we're adding
a fourth one. You got to be techie.
Yeah. I mean, there's clients want answers fast.
Yeah. So should, okay, so that's a good.
So the follow-up, you have to be amazing at your follow-up.
So should you right away get an assistant to help you, even if you're not successful, or should you be doing it all on your own right away?
And that's huge. No. First, work on yourself. If you're a brand new agent, work for somebody. So it's almost like you are
the intern. You should be the assistant. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to get all the ins and outs, the paperwork, all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yes. Then when you're rolling, some people might take them a year, 6 months or 2 years, three, whatever it is. I think it's about your income. And then you know, okay, I need an assistant so I could continue to grow.
Okay. Now for other people listening in that are not real estate agents and maybe they have some extra cash and they want to invest in real estate.
Yes.
Where should they get started? Do you know?
So we do a lot of, actually my husband and I, we do a lot of flipping.
Okay.
So we made a lot of money from flipping.
Like, I'm not going to be humble here. Yeah.
So, but it's funny you say that because we realized that as commission being realtors, this is my line from my husband. He says, it's almost like you're getting a tip.
Yeah.
So we also show our agents in our office, not just to be realtors, but to be investors.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Because then now you're getting profits of $40,000, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000. So for people that are not in the business or in the business, I think real estate is awesome to invest. I mean, there's tangible. It's right there.
I love it. Yeah.
So how to start?
So you like flipping. I feel like it's like flipping or you do like the income properties.
Income properties as well.
Do you have those too?
Yes. Yes.
So I talk about that all the time because it's something I'm like really getting into. I'm excited about. So for people that are just brand new into that, should they go with an investment fund? Like should they go, what do they call it? A RIT or whatever? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Should they do that or should they do something on their own? Like go get a little duplex or a fourplex to start out. What do you think?
You see, I think it has to do with, everyone has a different situation financially and their goals, right? So I don't like to give a generic advice.
So do what's best for you, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I think regardless, doing it, it's awesome. I mean, I have clients that have humble beginnings and let's just say they're like, gardeners. And they own like, somebody just passed away and he had like 6 duplex.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
I didn't even know. It was it was like $8 million or something.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. That gave me chills. Yes, people.
It gave me the chills too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So well, because you, if you it. Have good credit combined with just a little tiny bit of cash,
yes,
you can go a long way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I will say anyone, we should think of investing into income properties, flipping. It's just,
I tell people do it before you feel like you're ready because it's never going to be the right time because you're always going to think, oh, I need to get more secure here. It's like, you know.
And always do it with people that have good reputation and just go for it. Mm-hmm. You know I mean, if you know people are already doing it, get the advice. I always say that. I don't know how you work with people, but let's say that I'm looking for advice on fitness. I'm always like, who's right. has a good reputation and what yeah. have you and give me some advice.
It's usually like referral marketing. Okay.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Just jump on it. Don't be so afraid. Just do it.
Right. Because what do you have to lose? Money. And then what happens if you lose money? It's not even really losing it because it's just on its way back to you.
Exactly. You're mm-hmm. investing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. So
you need to
buy
some units, girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm in. Let's do it.
Who you could call.
Over in Chino Hills, actually. I want it. Well, what I'm
excited
about.
I'll come to Newport for
you. I'm not trying to buy anything up in California. I'll tell you that.
Oh, I know.
Okay. So is there anything for people listening in right now? Let's say there might be another, you know, economic crash coming. Is there mm-hmm. anything people can do to safeguard their families against the economic crash that might be coming? Who knows?
Yeah. So I always tell my clients in real estate, don't get so excited when you see that the refis, you know, there's have on commercials everywhere. When I go get my nails, my nail guy's like, oh my gosh, did you see that the interest rate went down? Try not to refi because that's how a lot of people got in trouble. If you don't need to or pull money away from your properties.
Yeah.
Don't, if you are able to just live within your means, that is the best rule. You know, just don't overextend yourself. Don't use so much of your credit cards. Invest your money.
Well, yeah, credit cards is bad debt, right?
Yes, yes.
But getting an investment property and having debt on that property is not bad debt.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good debt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, and I think a lot of people, because like, and I won't mention the name on this podcast because I don't want to get in trouble, but there's a guy out there that's super popular that tells everybody to not have a mortgage debt and to not have any type of debt at all. And I just, I'm so against that because I'm like, these people are going to be paying your mortgage for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like it doesn't make sense. And like, even if there is an economic crash, they still need a place to live. Like that's like a basic need. People still need shelter.
Yes. And you know, the rent is so expensive.
I know.
So might as well own your own home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we talked about,
I don't own my own home.
Oh, look at her. She needs to buy.
No, I don't want to buy. But we won't even get into that argument right here.
You told me you want your dream home.
I am. I'm going to rent it.
Oh my gosh. We need a discussion here.
I don't like... So, like, I have commitment issues. Like, I've been in this house for 6 months. I'm over it. I want out. Like, a couple weeks after we moved in, I was over it. Like, I wanted to move. Like, I just... So, and like, maybe this house I'll want to stay in it. And maybe I'll buy it. But I don't like being, like... committed
to
like, oh my gosh, I have to be here forever because now I have money like saved up, you know.
No, I get you.
So I'd rather do it in investment properties until I'm ready to, you know, settle down, I guess you could say.
I get you.
Even though I have three kids, I should be settled down.
Like, I'm not settled. So, you know, also we're saying a lot of for investors and everyone else that wants to invest in just in case something, a bad market happens or what have you. Cash is king. They always say that. So save your money.
Yeah. And wait and see if it does crash, then pick up everything that people are selling. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's be ready. We can't, you know what I mean? Just let it happen to us again. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. So it's like living life on offense instead of on defense. Be ready. That's good. That's good stuff right there. Okay. So now let's get into just real tangible stuff. Okay. So when it comes to you guys working together, you're doing basically like the management side of the brokerage.
Yes.
And he's out there selling and stuff like that. How do you guys even make time for each other?
Yeah, it's very intentional. It has to be very intentional.
Yeah, so you guys do like a date night every week or what?
Yeah. So we do twice a month. We try to do it once a week, but we're doing it twice a month. We do our own date night, just ourselves, because we entertain a lot. We go out a lot with groups.
Right? Yeah.
And then the weekends are for family. So with the kids and all that stuff.
Oh, so you always say we are only doing family stuff on the weekends?
Yeah, unless it's something really, really important.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's hard because like, I feel like because you guys are in the business of networking too.
Yes.
So am I.
Yes.
There's always something like I feel like every Friday and Saturday night, we have somewhere to go that is not kid friendly. Like it's like an event. And I just told Chase in 2020, I'm like, I'm overdoing those events. Like I know I meet people at those, but like we're in the age of social media. Like I don't necessarily have to go out. Like I've already done, I don't even want to call it the grunt work, but like I've made my rounds. Like I'm doing it on social media now because I want to be with my kids.
Totally. Because time goes so fast.
I know.
So we try, because yeah, before the kids, I used to do it all the time.
I mean, it's every night. You could be busy, especially in Southern California. You could be busy doing something.
And you could say yes to everything. So mm-hmm. now we really try to do Thursdays for networking events and stuff like that. Once in a while, if it's really important, on a Friday. So that's why when I took my kids on a Sunday, then we went to that event with Tim Story.
Oh yeah, you're taking the kids.
I took the kids because it's the Sunday. Me too. You took your kids as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So balancing the kids, I think we do a great job with the kids, and with husband and wife, it has to be very intentional because we work together and then we have the kids in there.
So are you guys at home, you know, talking business?
We may have a rule that we can't. We start it and then we say, send me an email.
And you guys really, oh, I love that. Chase, we need to do that too.
Yeah. So we
send me an email.
Yeah, he said, don't talk to me. And then I said, oh yeah, okay, I'll send you an email. I'll CC your assistant on it too. To take a stress away from working together, we both have personal assistants as well.
Yeah. Okay. So how much money were you making when you got an assistant? Because I think a lot of people struggle with that. True. I got one. I've had one for 7 years. And so it's just it saved my life 7 years ago.
Yes.
And I can't imagine not having an assistant now, but it was kind of scary because you're bringing on, you know, an employee, another employee that you're like having to take care of. But then it pays for itself like within a day.
So when I was a realtor, I worked with Christian, my husband, and we were already a team.
Yeah.
So I'll say like when we started making over, like myself, he was making at that time like 300,000. I was making like 150. So we had two assistants. And I think if you want more income.
So you're at six figures, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now I have my personal assistant that helps me with my kids' lunches and, you know what I mean, drop something to the school.
So she's kind of like a house assistant too.
Yes, yeah. And that is so helpful. Because if not, I will go crazy.
Yeah.
Like doctor's appointments and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. You have that.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of moms like kind of struggle with that because.
Yeah. The guilt.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I feel bad that I can't. And I was like that. And now, I mean, Chase does a lot of that kind of stuff. And my mom's actually, if we get this house that I'm trying to get, mm-hmm. my mom's going to move in with us.
Nice.
Because it's like a mother-in-law, like suite type thing. So I'm so excited because I need help, you know? And sure. I'm just such a freak about who's around my kids. So
yes.
I'm really excited.
My mom is with us too.
Oh, there you go.
So she's like my main support.
Aww.
You know, like I have a babysitter.
See, and that's so much easier to have mom because it's like, you know that they're getting that love and that nurturing. Yes.
Family. Mm-hmm. So whenever we go to events or, you know, we have to spend the night somewhere, Vegas, what have you. So it's my mom.
Okay.
So it's such a
That's how we either have either of the moms. All right. So you have to give me advice. You live with your mom. How do you keep it? Like, does your mom try to talk at Christian or anything? Or because my mom is like, I like, shut up.
Yes. Oh my God. That's another topic. Oh my gosh. So yeah. And we've been living together for a while now.
Wow. And it's working out.
It's
obviously.
Like 7 years. I will say we have like a sisterhood kind of relationship. So at times it's a little
bit like taking care of her
like,
almost. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have strong personalities. It's the boundaries. You have to do boundaries.
Does she still have a restaurant?
No. So now it worked out for me.
Like, yeah.
It could help me. She's enough busy. But I think you always have to balance it out. And I always tell Christian too, because sometimes she'll listen to conversations and she'll be like, oh, you should do this. And I'm like, Mom, you can't get into our conversation.
Yeah.
But I think you have to weigh what's the benefits that you're getting and that it all comes from love.
Oh my gosh.
And that it's family.
Mm, yes.
You know, so when there's something so stupid that you're fighting about something like, oh, you shouldn't put the coffee there, blah, blah, blah. Or because she still, I'm her daughter. So I feel like she wants to like boss me around a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you're like, I'm 40 years old. Stop telling me. I know how old you are.
But then I think like, she's my mother. I'm grateful she's with me.
Mm-hmm.
And how blessed I am that she's with my kids.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. See, I hope my mom's going to listen to this.
Yes.
Because she's like had a hard time because she's like doesn't want to give up her independence. And I'm like, you know, she's single. I'm like, what are you going to do?
My mom
like,
too.
I said, you know, come live with us in Orange County. Hopefully you'll find a man.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
We'll see.
Oh, that's your...
That's my... Yeah.
You're like, go have years, happy hour.
I know, actually. Oh, yeah. Go have a Cadillac margarita. You'll find somebody down there. Oh, my gosh. Well, this has been so much fun.
Yes.
And I think for everybody listening in right now, we're all about having, like, the right mindset to go to that next level in success. A lot of people are making six figures, trying to go to seven figures. Yes. There's some people listening in that are at seven figures, trying to go to eight figures.
Yes.
And I always believe it's like that. There's like a level of resistance that will meet you when you're ready. It's like the upper limit, right?
Yes.
And have you ever experienced that before?
Yes.
What do you do to get through that? How do you push through that upper limit?
I think it has to be with believing in yourself, and also who is that person?
Mm.
I learned that a long time. Like, you know, like for example, I was not ready for 10 years ago who I was.
Right.
I wasn't ready for more income. I wasn't ready to be a leader. I wasn't ready. So even having one assistant to having 20 people under you on your team as your staff.
Yeah.
Now that I have managers, I have ladies, professional ladies, brokers and all that stuff. So it's who are you? Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you,
you have
now?
To step into that new person you have to be.
If you want to get higher, it's all within you. It's your limitations.
So what's your, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And what's your limitation that you got to be working on?
Oh, man. Girlfriend. Oh, my gosh. Miss Oprah over here. You know, I want to enjoy life. I love what I do. I also have a group that I would love to collaborate with you and for you to also do things with me because I have a real estate in heels.
Yes.
So it's for my real estate ladies, my mastermind. So I trademark that. And I just see myself with our businesses, keep growing, of course, income-wise. But it's about enjoying life, making an impact. And then when you help others, you just become a better human being and a leader as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a specific goal. I just want to continue to be and always be me.
Yeah.
I also learned that. I don't know if you, a lot of people now with social media.
Yeah, they're trying to be somebody else.
Somebody else. And it becomes fake.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, it's just like they're being a watered down version of somebody else. And nobody likes watered down anything. Right? So you got to step into you. And, but a lot of people go, I think people have that question. Well, I don't know who I am.
You have to find who you are.
But I don't even feel like you don't even have to find it. You're right here. You're right looking at yourself in the mirror. Like it's not hard to figure out what do you like? What do you stand for? But people don't take the time to go, what are my core values? You know, what do I want out of my life in 5 years? Like know that and you'll know who you are right now. And then, you know, like look and see who do I want to be in 5 years? And then make sure, like you said, be that person.
Yes.
Right? Be that person. How does that person show up? You got to show up like that person right now.
And you know what? I think also a lot of people, you have like things in your heart, like things that happen to you in your life or you don't believe in yourself.
Yes.
Low self-esteem, a lot of doubt. So I feel like you... Like for me, I always think like, you know, there's people that have been through so much.
Right.
Right. And it's not an excuse for them to be a good person. It's all a choice.
It's always a choice. Your life is your choice.
It's your choice. And like you said, look in the mirror. You're enough. Believe in yourself.
Yes.
And do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I love it. Preaching. Preach. I'm ready to go sell something. Let's go.
Let's do something.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This has been so much fun. Okay. So tell everybody, where can they find you?
Okay, so my IG is underscore Jeanette, JeNNETTE.
Okay.
So they'll find me.
And we'll make sure to link up everything for you. And you have some events coming out in 2020. So we'll stay in contact on social media and post about it. I mean, obviously we'll talk besides just social media too.
Yes, and I hope that you could join our events.
Yes.
Yes. Our speakers. So we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, you guys. If you loved this episode, I want you to take a screenshot right now, tag both me and Jeanette on Instagram, and let us know what you learned. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.